Listen, so I know that at the beginning of like each calendar year, I'm a Hindu, in our Hindu calendar year, we get given the date for Diwali.
Yeah.
We know when it is. Well, the 2 days and then the new year. And it's a big time of year, guys. And it's somehow just crept up on me from nowhere. And now I'm in a state of complete panic because it is a big time for us and we've got to all prepare. So you've got to figure out. And just by the way, if you don't know, let me just tell you what Diwali is. It's a Hindu festival of lights. It's generally October, November around that time. And it's associated with the goddess of prosperity and marks the beginning actually of the financial year in India. But along with this comes the food and the sweetmeats and the Diwali parcels that you would have to give to you guys, like me, with you guys going to nag me if I don't.
Yes.
And all my other friends in Durban. And then I'm also going to go home and I need to take parcels to Joburg. And I'm obviously going to take it from Durban. I'm not going to buy stuff there. I'm going to take the best stuff from Durban, obviously.
Of course.
But guys, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to make it. It's a week away. I haven't started. I don't have any place.
What makes it so hard to
make? But already the places are closing for orders. Like people have advertised. I'm already late. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Oh, my God. But can't you buy it?
Them. No. So, guys, if I'm buying Instant Pup, it takes, firstly, sweetmeats take time.
Oh, my gosh.
Time, expensive ingredients, right? Yeah. So also, guys, the thing with Diwali is you're representing your package or whatever you're giving to somebody. It's a representation of you. So you want it to be nice. You want it to be beautiful. Do you guys think I'm going to sit now at night and do hand painting and put beautiful gold leaves?
That,
no.
That wouldn't be a representation.
No, guys, it's there's so many. There's ingredients, there's time, there's electricity. You've got to, there's some things you've got to like stir for hours and hours and hours. No, guys, I just, there's so many options, but the options are getting smaller and smaller, and I need your help. Like, what must I do? Do I just like book them now? Because also, guys, I need to decide. I need to get the boxes.
Yeah.
What am I going to put in them? Where am I going to get it from? What day am I going to get it? Because it's next week, but I have to order it now. Do I taste the things before I order them? Because I also don't want to buy stuff, put them in this box, give it to you guys.
Oh,
and it's
horrible.
And then, you know, Sky will complain for days.
There's so much that goes into this.
Yes, guys. So
I know,
I'm,
you just get a knock at the door.
Yeah, you don't realize all the work that we do.
Wow.
Knock.
This is a real kadunta.
Yeah, no, I don't know what to do.
All right, how about this comment? We go around we go around our area, right?
Yeah.
Like Mtlanga and surrounding areas over the weekend.
Yeah, we find, I can do
we
this.
We find a couple of options.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, we'll decide.
You'll help me decide so I can bring the stuff.
We'll be your tasters.
Oh, I'm in it. Then I won't get complaints if you guys are the tasters.
I'm famous for posing for the fine arts class and tasting sweetmeats. Those are my things. And also my athleticism. These are my USPs. East Coast Breakfast.